DW.
It's hard to believe today that the Nagandhi River, which snakes through the northern part of Tamil Nadu, was once dry and dead. Kumuda Paniyasivalam is one of the resolute women of Vellore district who helped bring the river back to life. She was just a young girl when it began to disappear.
When I was a child, they built this huge well. Lots of people in our village built it. After that, we had access to groundwater, and we were able to use it to tend to our crops. But then the rains stopped, and we had to dig deeper and deeper to make sure we had enough water to survive.
At the time, farmers in the region relied heavily on cash crops like paddy, wheat and pulses that required an abundance of water to thrive. And digging deeper and deeper every year meant that the groundwater was steadily declining. By the early 2000s, the Nagandhi River had all but disappeared. In 2014, however, after years of hardship, things slowly began to change. With the help of a local NGO, the women in the village decided to come together to resurrect the dry riverbed that once served as their lifeline. Hydrologist Ravindra Desai explains how much of a difference it made.
When we started working in this area, right, when the positive change, it kind of drew a lot of attention. It turned out to be a miracle for some people, but it's very signs of how the whole hydrological cycle works. And the best part was that women folks around who are working could see the dramatic changes in terms of how groundwater situation is changing, how their situation associated to the water is changing. We need not have to do too much of hard selling in terms of why we need to do this and all that.
Though it sounds like a daunting task, the process was actually relatively simple, but it was still labour intensive. The women worked long hours to build deep trenches in the ground called recharge wells.
Our hands and legs hurt because of all the climbing of steps. Between work, we take rest breaks in turn. For 1 hour, one person works, then they come up and we climb down. And that's how the work continues.
These wells trapped the surface water and stored it until it was needed. Once the groundwater was replenished and when the rains eventually came, the river started to flow again. Over the last 4 years, these women have built more than 600 recharge wells and planted hundreds of drought-resistant saplings along the river basin. The Nagandhi River Rejuvenation Project is being carried out as part of the National Employment Generation Program, which supports work to build up the country's common resources. A steady source of income also means these women get to enjoy some amount of financial independence. The success story in Kumuda's village has also been drawing women from neighbouring villages to come forward and work as well. Saraswati, who started out by carrying cement down to the trenches, has now formed a self-help group to build cement rings that are part of the process, helping to keep the economy local and improve their way of life.
We were working to build recharge wells here by helping carry cement. We had a Guruji who taught us yoga. He was the one who trained us in making the cement rings. After that, groups of us got together and started making them. We get a good salary from that. Before, I used to grow only one crop. Now, because of these recharge wells, we get a lot of water and we're able to grow as many as two. We're very happy now.
The project has so far helped nearly 60,000 people like Kumuda and Saraswati and their families, with nearly 9,000 hectares of agricultural land reclaimed and a staggering 6-metre rise in groundwater levels. And they have even more ambitions for the future.
Our team wants to help the farmers, want to grow less water-intensive crop, which means that the farmer has to know what is the best way to use the water. And that is where we kind of work with them in the long run to educate them, to give them the market which is needed so that, you know, they are aware and they can come along in terms of not feeling the risk of losing out on the income.
What the women of Vellore district have achieved, however, is no small feat. They have brought a dead river back to life. And they will continue to do all they can to make sure their children don't endure the same hardship they did.
DW.